Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Hello and welcome everyone. Welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul with me, Sarah Main. And today I've got a very special guest. I know I say this every time, but this is a truly special guest. My great and dear friend, Karen Bowler, who is joining us, and we're going to be talking about, are you listening to the impulses of your soul? That is such a great question. And when Karen and I were chatting a few weeks ago about the show and her coming on the show, and I was very excited that she said she would come, she said, I'm working on this question, are you listening to the impulses of your soul? And I said, that's the title of the show. So how wonderful that that came forward. So welcome, Karen, and thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you, Sarah, and thank you for the opportunity. It's lovely to be here.
So let's get into it. Tell the listeners a little bit about you, just a thumbnail before we get into the good stuff.
Okay. Oh, well, I live here in the Blue Mountains, hence the beautiful picture behind me, living with my husband here, and I'm a writer and a poet, and it's the surrounds. It's the beauty of the escarpments and the natural bush here that truly inspire me. So this is what I'm doing. But the latest work I've been doing is with online work, inspiring people to write from their souls. So I'll go into this a bit more, but that's an early background for you.
Okay, so you started with you started early on. You were a journalist, weren't you? And that's yes. Led you into all this writing. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And What? Just tell us about your journey, because I like to have guests on that are really connected and in alignment with their soul path and their soul journey. And so tell us about that aspect of you.
Okay. Well, I've always loved writing, and it's that in itself has been a journey. And what has surprised me probably about 6 months ago, and I'd love to open this segment with you, Sarah, by reading some poetry. Now, we're asked to write our profile, our background story, and so often it loses its spark, it loses its adventure, because we are all individuals in this pool of life. And what I've written here is, and it just emerged, so it is a result of my teachings, and I'd like to share it with you now. And it's going to give our listeners a real insight into my background. Yep. So it starts off, the mountains have been my teacher. I haven't attended a lot of courses. I haven't been to India to study the Vedas. I haven't trekked Nepal. I went to Africa. I walked desert sands in Egypt. I haggled in the souk markets of Khartoum. I swam in the blue-green waters of Lamu, slept under the stars in the Serengeti, and watched a silhouette of a thorn tree against a fading African sky. My story has been one of adventure. University didn't call me. I pursued a writing career, then headed for far shores. When it came the dark night of the soul, I retreated inward. I wasn't able to walk, so I stayed in bed for months. When I ventured out, I took it slowly. I walked bush tracks, meditated in caves, recalled past lives, healed and learnt from them, lay by rivers and let the waters speak to me, placed my hands on gnarled tree trunks so they could tell me their story. I listened to the wildflowers whisper their secrets and peeped over stone-walled gardens. Pure beauty surrounded me, It grew and grew. I took my phone and recorded it all. I perceived beauty through these eyes of God. And God would tell me when to click the camera. Now, God would cry enthusiastically. And all the time, I thought it was me. It was actually God living through me. God was the one in charge. God was the driver. I was the passenger of my life. God was the one with eyes to see and ears to hear.
So
that's really been a huge opener for working with clients. I've shared it with friends and they said, I want that. I want to be able to write in a free way. I want to be able to write Karen like that. So it's drawn people wanting to learn how to write from the heart. But it hasn't always been that way. I was a newspaper reporter. So as a newspaper reporter, you collect the facts. It's all about the facts. So from a life of facts, when did the change occur? It actually occurred in 2008. I had developed alopecia, which is a hair loss condition, and it's a link to stress. And so that was the marker in my life that went, this isn't working for you. It's clearly this type of lifestyle is not serving me. So I had to step away. And there was a lot of changes made in that time. I let go of the work I was doing. I was in bed for months. And the magic really started when I felt well enough to actually get out of bed and start exploring. And literally, I lived next door to a national park. And over time, I would walk into the park and come out again. And I would spend time with nature. I would meditate in caves down there. And one of the things that developed over time was just by being extremely still, I could hear walkers or bike riders 1 or 2 kilometers away enter the park. So it was, and that was confirmed, 5-10 minutes later as they walked past where I was meditating or sitting very still. And it was almost like the ability of, I would say, the indigenous trackers. I was able to hear on a very, very subtle level.
Mm.
Now, it doesn't mean we all have to go off and meditate in caves. I have found meditation a fantastic tool for just quiet, becoming quiet in my body. And it's been a phenomenal platform after meditation to be able to move out into my day in peace and calm. And from that place of peace and calm, I've always been a writer, so I've journaled in that. But it's like one of my clients was describing to me recently, it was as if Karen stepped aside and another aspect of myself arose in that moment to share truth that I didn't know. And this is what happens in classes. I'm working with my students and they will. I'll take them through a small process. They'll share their writing, and they'll burst into tears because there is a truth, a deep truth about themselves that they didn't know, and they are so moved and feel it's that vulnerability.
Yeah.
So this is the soul beginning to speak. And it's taken me, it's been a 10, 12 year journey of really opening up to that. So very interesting, lots of, interesting things happening along the way and just coming fully into myself. Now, there is an addendum that has occurred since I wrote that poem, and it was a feeling of feeling separate from source. And I wrote that I was the passenger and God was the driver. Well, since that time, there's been a merging into the one self. So this I now speak from that place, and it is a feeling of great love, a feeling of constantly Just feeling in that love. And at any time I feel separate, I'm able to invite that aspect of myself that feels separate back into my being. And I may share that with you a little bit later. So
it's amazing because I've done a show this month on exactly this, on prema, in Sanskrit it's prema, on universal love and staying in that vibration of universal love, which is everywhere all the time, but it sort of gets concealed like clouds coming over the sun, love being like the sun, and it gets concealed. So that the way you're talking is directly in alignment with what I've been talking about this month. It's very interesting because Damayanti, one of the meanings of it is peace and calm, and you talked about this peace and calm.
Yes,
and absolutely. That's like an expression of Damayanti. It's a very inspiring journey. I mean, I've heard it in several iterations over the years, but to hear it from where you are now is very beautiful and very, what's the word? It's like soul directed. It's like you had to go through all of those experiences to understand the path of that soul journey, that path back to yourself, and to awaken to that. And of course, what you read was so beautiful. It just has an energy about it, and you're just right there. It leads you right there. It's just wonderful. Well, we're going to take a break in a minute. Got a minute? If you've got something, a short piece before we go to break, just to sort of whet our appetite, just even a sentence or a tiny bit of what you read before, just to take us to break.
I will take you to the break.
We've only got less than a minute, Karen.
So. All right. Okay. Well, what I'd like to do is just read that line. And all the time I thought it was me, it was actually God living through me.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That you see that in itself. Just read that one more time. Slowly.
And all the time I thought it was me, it was actually God living through me.
Yeah. It's probably one of the biggest revelations for all of us to wake up to when we get still enough is that alone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to take a break. And when we get back after the break, you're going to tell us a bit about the whole process and what you've been sharing with your students and things. So we'll be back soon after a break. Thanks very much.
You living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T Lotus on LLL, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main, and my very special guest, Karen Bowler. And Karen's talking about, are you listening to the impulses of your soul? And now Karen was sort of hinting at talking about the process that she's brought forward, and it's all around beauty, I think. The beauty is the portal to the soul. So, Karen, I don't want to say too much. I want to leave it up to you to start talking and tell us all. I'm here to listen and learn.
Okay. So one of the key things was I moved from Sydney to the Blue Mountains, which is this beautiful haven. And I was still recovering. I was still on my journey to health. And I would walk the bush. I would lay by rivers. And it's true what I said in the poem that I read. And what I found was, as I looked at the flowers, as I looked at the bush, it's had such an overwhelming effect upon me that I felt my heart opening. And it has always been, since then, it's almost as if the flowers are speaking with me. And you don't have to live in the bush as I do. It can be wherever you're living. Just step outside your front door and walk to the beach, walk to the local park, walk by the local river. It's opening ourselves up to what's there. Now, when we're busy, we don't notice these things. Our minds are racing. But when we have slowed down, when we are in that state, Sarah, that you described earlier, that peace and that calm, it is taking those moments to look at that sunrise, to look at that sunset and be with it. And it's, I like to call it, it fills up our repository of love. It's like we are filled with this love simply by the adoration that we have for what we're seeing before us. But this is only a mirror to what we feel about ourselves. It is this love that we now feel for our own God self. And I'd like to share something that happened about a week ago. As a journalist, as a newspaper reporter, I have always kept my eye on the news. And lately the news, I felt, was sort of frantic about what's going on in our world with COVID and that. And I, after meditating one morning, I saw in my mind's eye this cloud, and it was about the color of a smoky quartz. And I thought, oh, goodness, that's separate. That's an aspect of me that's over there. And it was fear. And I identified myself as love, and fear about what could happen in the world had now separated from me. So I looked at fear and I thought, goodness, fear is love. That's forgotten who it is. And in that moment, the fear, the cloud, literally jumped back into the love.
Yeah.
So whenever we feel afraid of anything, look upon it as something that has separated you from you, and invite it back into your field of love. That is my greatest finding that I can share there.
That's amazing, you know, if I can just say. Yeah. It's interesting how you describe it, because when I was writing my book, and it was Conscious Confidence, and there's a chapter on fear, because that's the problem, it immediately came to me, and I describe it as the fear shadow, and the chapter is the fear shadow, and you describe it like this cloud. And it is like that. In experience, that's what it's like. So it's interesting, the resonance. Yeah. Go on. Sorry.
So what I'd like to share quickly is this process of, especially for business people who are in their heads all day, where, you know, working with structures, systems, detail. So we're very much in our head. And I would recommend to anyone that's driving to do this, because it actually requires you to close your eyes. I'll do it very quickly.
Okay. It's a safety warning, people.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
So what we do, and if you are driving, wait till you get home.
Yeah, it is, please. Or pull over.
Yeah, exactly. So you're closing your eyes and you're focusing. Just take your attention to your head. And we can just be grateful for all the things this beautiful head does for us, all those details and things it's thinking of, and just feel that gratitude, okay? And then bring your focus, bring your attention down across your forehead, across your eyes, nose, lips, mouth, cheeks, chin, down through your neck, then lower it into the higher chest, higher heart, and then into your heart. And then take both hands and cross your heart. Now feel, just press in a little bit and feel a little bit of pressure there to let your heart know, I am here. I am here. My focus is here. I am willing to listen from this place. And that's it. That is it. And then we can move into our writing. If you've done this process, pick up a pen. And I often ask, what would you like me to know at this time? And the writing comes. The writing comes. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been writing. I'm working on special, I'm going to call it that elusive book that's been chasing me for years. And it's called The Key of Arwen. It is called The Key of Arwen. And I didn't know what The Key of Arwen, I thought it was a physical key. Now, have I got time to read another small piece?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear about The Key of Arwen.
The Key of Arwen. Okay. Here is the special book. It's just magical. Oh, yeah. Wow. So here we go. This particular chapter, the heroine is Arwen, and Arwen is a Celtic word, and it means wisdom, illumination, or inspiration. So this particular one's called The Revelation. Arwen's eyes widened. She was overcome in wonder. For an entire moon cycle, she sat with the knowing. She had heard the words, jotted them down, The Key of Arwen. But she had not understood their true significance till now. The Key of Arwen was a new note for humanity. How had she missed it? A musical note of the spheres, a new dream along the song lines. She let the revelation wash over her. There it was in plain sight, her namesake, Arwen, the inspiration, illumination, or wisdom. Each soul carried its own musical note, remaining aligned to its own true nature. Each individual note expressed as love, where the music of the heavens married the dance of life. Each note flowing with the next in perfect harmony, the dance of life across the ages. Change partners swirl to the left. Source experienced it all as each soul incarnated. A perfect balance of grace and harmony.
Oh, it's beautiful. I always find when I'm listening to your writing and your early poetry to some extent, but what you're writing now, I just find that I'm just drawn in and there's just this natural stillness, and yet I feel I'm also on a journey. I'm being led as well. It's really remarkable. It just has all that resonance of coming from a place of truth, of from the soul, from the universal energy, from God. And it's really profound. It's remarkable and it's beautiful. Thank you. I mean, thank you for bringing it forward and sharing it. So to finish off, we've just got a few minutes. What's been the greatest surprise out of all of this from stressed journalist with an autoimmune condition to now? What's surprised you? One thing.
that everything was within me.
Right.
That all the things that I had been chasing, wanting, especially around work, because I was addicted to work, there's no doubt, that fed me. But it was, I didn't recognize that addiction was actually the internal yearning for that reunion with Source, with the God Self, with the universe. I didn't know that's what it was. So that's been the biggest surprise. And now to sit in that energy and what I'm experiencing now because of this union, I've started communication with animals has started, and I wasn't expecting this. You know, it just has arrived. Yesterday I saw an image of a peacock and the word Hanoi came, and I thought, oh, do I write a poem about a peacock called Hanoi? But no, I tuned in and it was some peacocks in a botanical gardens in Hanoi wanting to let us know that they felt dispirited by being in cages. So life is just full of absolute surprises and delight and
Well, thank you, Karen. It's been absolutely a joy and so beautiful. I feel we could sit here for hours and talk and hear your reading, your writings. We have to stop. So I think the details will be on the screen about where people can find out more about you. Can you just mention your website so people, the listeners, can go and find out more?
Yes, certainly. My website is Soul Purpose Productions, and the name came to me many, many years ago, and it's been a search finding out what that's all about.
So and is the that website .com, is, .com or yeah, .com.au?
No, it's www.soulpurposeproductions.com.au.
Great. Thanks, Karen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute joy. And we'll see you next time on Damayanti for Your Soul. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Damayanti.store. See you next time.